I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Helen, Ronnie, and Pieces.
A therapeutic jigsaw.
Where we get famous guests.
Discussing how they deal with stress.
We've only got 10 seconds of music, we'll just beat up.
It's all about relaxing and chilling.
Oh, no, you're going to go over now.
Just not winding each other up.
Oh, it's a little late for that.
Go on, quit.
Hello, and welcome to Helen, Ronnie, and Pieces, a podcast where I, Ronnie Ancona.
And I, Hal Cruttendon.
Ooh, actually, if it's Helen, Ronnie and Pieces, you should be more on the ball, Hal. I should have said it. Welcome to Helen, Ronnie and Pieces, and you should have said, where are I, Hal Crottingdon.
I don't think it makes, it's not some order. It's not like Ant and Dec.
Helen, I'm being generous, actually, frankly.
Yeah, you let me go first in the title, but that's because it scans better. Helen, Ronnie. Ronnie and Hal, it just scans better. Please don't try and make out that I pushed for that to get more prominence.
So we're going to continue our mission to become calmer, more relaxing people, both professionally and personally.
And less annoying. I think it's really important that we be less annoying, Ronnie.
Good idea.
Oh, yes. Hello, that's our new producer, who's Annabelle. Hi, Annabelle. Because we lost our last producer rather suddenly.
Yeah. We did, when she very sadly didn't turn up for work.
Get on with it, please.
Yeah. Good dynamic there.
Yeah, knows what she wants. Yeah. Let's get on with it.
Anyway, we're trying to create zen-like calmness by getting our guests to help us complete a therapeutic jigsaw puzzle. Although it is a picture of us, but that's just the figuratively putting ourselves back together to fit in with the title. Yeah.
It works.
And it is a brilliant idea on paper, questionable in an audio format. But let's not forget that jigsaws improve our problem-solving skills. You see,
yeah, they are incredibly therapeutic. Don't not go to the doctor and do a jigsaw instead, but they are good at calming dopamine.
Stave off dementia, they're saying.
Yes, all those things.
And they give you little drops of dopamine. Can you get a drop of dopamine? No, you can't. You can only get a hit.
I need a pint of dopamine is what I need to get through this show.
That's a contradiction in terms, a hit of dopamine. Anyway.
We explained the podcast. That's the first bit of the intro.
We had to
now,
do that.
A little chat about how are things going for you,
yes,
Ronnie?
We've got to do
how's
the
your marriage?
Chat, like Josh Whittaker.
Yes.
Marriage?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no, good. I saw him last week, which is an improvement for who you may ask.
How often do you see him? Do you find does he change? Is it quite long periods where he ages?
I can actually not see him in days, actually, which is weird because we still live together in a two up, two down. That just shows you his commitment at avoiding me. Oh, it's impressive.
Unbelievable. I envy his ability to do that. I've not been able to do that yet. But finding ways to avoid you. I'm joking, Ronnie. I'm joking. No. Do you know what?
People have reached out to my people.
Yeah.
And I don't have any people, obviously, so...
Well, your children are your people.
My children are my own people, and that's under duress.
But
you, Hal, this week, come on, now, dating. I don't want to be repetitive about it, but what is happening?
Do you know what? I'm taking a step back, because we do these intros several weeks after doing the actual interview. Let's break that, first of all.
We're not supposed to do that.
We interviewed Kael, who we're interviewing on this episode, I was still in a relationship. It has broken up now, and now I am stopping for a while. I am now going to absolutely not be in relationships.
I love the way you're making that sound like your decision. That's just adorable. It's adorable. You know, that's so convenient, isn't it?
I think it's important to believe that you still have agency, Ronnie. It's important that you still have agency. And you make that choice to stay in an unhappy marriage. And I think that's key as well, because I think being in a marriage, even if it's unhappy, is better than not being in one. So, Ronnie.
Yes.
Do you ever get unnecessary pain?
What, apart from you? Yes, I do, Hal. I get pain.
I think I've got the answer. Nurofen Express works quickly and can last up to 8 hours.
Oh, how many should I take?
Remember not to take more than 6 tablets in 24 hours.
What are you doing? We're not being sponsored. Can you stop?
Oh, yeah, sorry, Annabelle, we forgot to talk about this. We have a policy. We promote brands in the hope that we get their sponsorship. So it's like...
Yeah,
it's going to work. We think it works. We think it's going to work one day. It is worrying that we don't have sponsors.
Oh, you need to relax, Hal. I've found that Valerian Plus from Holland Barrett is my go-to source of calm. You can use it for more restful sleep or make your day so much happier and healthier.
Anyway, sorry, let's get on to our guest, Ronnie. There's too much chatter. Our guest this week is Kyle Smith-Bino, a man who's happening, a man who's... Even our new producer, Annabelle, knows who he is.
I know. That's the first time that's happened. Mm. And it's nice that she knows who someone is on the show, isn't it? He is actually officially our youngest guest so far.
Yes,
did you know that?
He's the very
he's
tender
achieving
age.
So much. People know him from Ghosts, but he's presently touring an improv show. Do you know what? There was something about him. He's got this fearlessness in him that I found uplifting. And I mean, I liked him a
lot. Yes, I know you liked him, Ronnie. But the thing I found interesting, which I think you'll find when you listen to this interview, is him talking about impro, which you've done as well. I just found that really interesting because I find it terrifying. And also you talk about your experience of it, Ronnie, because I think you're often quite poor without a script.
Thank you for that, Hal. And interestingly, I find that you're quite poor when you have written a script. So that's... You know, that's kind of... Anyway.
John, I think we've actually been too horrible.
Yeah, we are being horrible. Say something nice. Well, you could have did the highly eloquent script that I wrote, but you refused to. Actually, your sister said that you needed to be nice to me. So say one nice thing about me, Hal.
You're very good at impressions, Ronnie.
Thank you very much.
It's sad that they're no longer fashionable. So, welcome to the show. It's Kyle Smith-Bino. Actor, comedian, improviser. What else are you?
A cousin, a friend.
A friend. That's what
friend, you see, none of which, Hal.
I don't have many of those. I mean, don't say that to me because I will go. Do you want to go for a drink later on?
Right.
I'm a man. I don't have enough friends. So.
Right.
Yeah.
He was practicing how to ask you for a drink before you came in. But don't let it worry. I don't want you to think he's stalky.
It's not stalky. It's just desperate. Men are bad at friendship, generally. I'm trying to be better at it. You're not, are you? I'm good at friendship as well.
I think I'm too far the other way. I hang on to friends, despite what they've done.
Wow. That is the friend I need, because I'm very annoying. Now, before we get going, can we choose the background that you would like? The nice, relaxing background.
Oh. We've got squares.
We've got...
Graph paper.
Yeah, we should...
We've got computer graph paper.
Squares should have been an option.
Forest.
Or
a slightly alarming... One? It's like a Scottish...
Raggy. I'd worry
raggy
about my
beach. It's a beach.
I'm not
it's
crazy
a beach.
About this one.
It's a beach.
Not crazy about the beach. So it's
but
a beach or the forest.
The sun's not shining.
The forest is all you've got.
It's the forest.
Forest, brilliant.
One forest, please.
Thank you.
Now, do you actually do jigsaws? Do you like jigsaws? Are jigsaws part of your life?
Not in any way. But
well, you've never done one.
Maybe.
Well,
like,
neither have we.
Maybe not.
We're doing a pop.
That's true.
And we've been
since the Millennium Bug.
Wow.
Because we've got a bit of a high turnover of producers here, actually, and we did do.
We don't know what happens.
It's a bit awkward. But we, full disclaimer, I did get some of Hal's receding hairline in, and I did that last time, but then it got chucked out by our last departing producer. So we're having to start again.
Well, a lot of the people behind the scenes here don't like us. So that's what we're constantly fighting against that.
You said it. That they don't matter, right?
It is true. We all know that they don't matter, but it's also important to have them working. Do you know what I mean?
And our new producer,
and I
say that every week, our new producer, Annabelle, this is very exciting because you're literally one of the, because most of our guests are a little bit older than yourself because they're Hal's contemporaries. And Annabelle, this is very exciting because she knows she's excited because she knows who you are because you're our youngest guest so far.
Well, you are young.
I'm not really.
You're really...
He is young. He is young because if he's not young, we're in a lot of trouble.
He's old for a footballer, for a premiership footballer.
Exactly.
But he's young...
That's how I introduce myself.
But you are young in showbiz terms, I think. You're really in the surging part of your career. You're really in the heyday. You're in your pomp. Can you remind us what that's like to be in demand? Yeah.
Well, I was in demand like 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't saying it's just now.
Oh, I see. No, as in...
I'm really worried I lost him as a friend then.
No, I feel like it's almost over.
Really?
Yeah.
This might be the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
Did you see the jubilant excitement in his eyes when you said that? When he thought that you might be on your way down.
Right.
Did you see that?
I have sensed that.
Give some indication of who he is.
That's why men's relationships don't work, because we are so competitive, we revel in each other's failure, and we don't like each other's success.
There is that.
Yeah.
No, but you are ludicrously in demand, but with good reason. because you can do everything, can't you? What are things that you're not good at?
Maintaining a relationship with my half-siblings.
Right.
Should we talk more about that? No.
Yes. No, that's fair enough.
Yeah, let's go straight into the really...
I mean, I have a trouble having a relationship with my full siblings, right. let alone my half-siblings. So I think half, you've got a lot more, you know...
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
But do they want to retain a relationship more?
I don't... Yeah, some of them. There's a lot of them.
How many are there?
How many is too many, do you think?
Six.
More.
Oh, wow.
Excellent. Do you... The Christmas birthdays? No.
No. They're all older than me, so I don't need to give them anything.
Are you the youngest?
I am the youngest.
You were the youngest.
I'm the youngest as well.
Most people in showbiz are the youngest because we are constantly craving attention. That's what they think.
But I'm also our only child.
Oh, right. Okay. So you're already quite mysterious.
Thank you.
Enigmatic.
You're
an only child,
so all your siblings are half siblings.
Yes.
Oh, right. Do they all keep good contact with each other?
There's too many of them to keep good contact with each other.
So that's because it's literally too many. I don't think there's less pressure.
Have you got little Venn diagrams of half siblings all over the place, like a mathematical, you know what I mean? Some overlapping and some knowing each other, and then others,
there's a little bit of that.
Gone too far with the mathematics.
No, there is a bit of that.
But
there's a lot.
And are they...
Do more just spring up like every year?
This is what we think will happen.
Right, okay, come on.
Are they being nicer to you now you're getting more and more successful? And they're thinking, oh, it's actually quite cool to have you as a...
I think so, yeah. The ones that are aware, yes.
Oh, right, okay.
All I'm saying, darlings, is that a relationship with any siblings, however well you get on with them, it's always loaded, isn't it? It's always a bit of a loaded relationship with a sibling.
Even with the full ones, I mean,
you can love them desperately and get on incredibly well with them. But, you know, when you've heard that they don't have a criminal record, there are just certain...
I think there are certain things. I only accept my siblings
if they've got a criminal record. Others I don't talk about.
Well, I know it's pathetic and really shallow, but I would find it quite cool to have a sibling with a criminal record. You just go, don't mess my... You know, there's something to talk about
on Would I Lie to You?
Exactly. You haven't done Would I Lie to You, have you?
I have, yeah. That was the first panel show I did.
Oh, no, I've done... I just mixed up Would I Lie to You in my head with... this is the one where you find out your relatives.
Who do you think you are? It's all questions.
I've done Would I Lie to You as well.
I've done Would I Lie to You, actually. I was like a frozen... I did it with Chris Hoy, actually.
Chris Hoy.
But it went very wrong, my Would I Lie to
because
You,
of
actually. I think it's the only episode they've actually taken off. My daughter. It's yet another, as I call them, YACD, yet another crushing disappointment. I've even got an acronym for them. They're so common. But what my daughter said, Mummy, I think that it's the only episode that's not actually on anymore.
Wow.
But let's not. The only time I've been on...
If you ever recorded things and someone's been done for something and you've gone, oh, damn, that's not, and it's never going to get shown. I was on something with somebody that turned out to have it was a paedophile issue or something. And I went, he was on it for 3 seconds.
Or something. And
I recorded a really fun show.
Right.
And someone was on it for a little bit of it, who was a bit of a celeb, but not massive. And I can't say that. And then something came out about him. And I just got his selfishness.
And what did you think of him on the day?
I didn't talk to him. He was like a bit of the show. It was like, I can't go into the details because I can't remember what the case was.
Right.
And now, have we gone anything yet that isn't really dark underneath? Everything's about relationships with family. We've done dodgy people on TV shows.
Annabelle's just texting her friends.
No, but Kyle.
Not even.
No, but serious point, Kyle.
Yes.
You seem like a not a stressed person. You know, are you someone that has a problem with stress in your job, in performing? You do so many things, presenting and acting and comic and improvising. Are you someone that's a worrier before you go on? And you never have?
None of my stresses are about work, apart from, like, will I ever work again? But, like...
I think that's quite a major stress, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not, like, about a specific... Like, I won't stress about a project. I'll just be like, will there ever be anything again?
That's where we're going wrong.
Can you imagine being
because
happy
he says
like
the
that,
oasis you know? Are calm, and then Kyle walks in, and all the producers of any show that he's on,
yeah.
You know what they're feeling? They're feeling, assured.
I know.
They're feeling a sense of confidence. They're feeling this is a good booking.
Yes.
Whereas if you and me come on, you know,
I was so pleased you included yourself in the disc. I was going, don't you put this on me.
Only because I feel like I was a little rude to you the last time.
I think when I arrive somewhere, producers are like, we know he hasn't read the email, but we will brief him. And then whilst they're briefing me, I will pretend to be interested and hope that they stop briefing me so I can just do it.
So how did this slip through the net? This one. It's a miracle. It's an absolute miracle.
I learn by doing. So when people are explaining stuff to me, I'm like, I stopped listening so long ago.
Oh, we've played everything wrong, Hal.
This is the thing.
Look at it.
No, but I'm amazed by... So you're not a big preparer for anything?
No, not at all.
Where does that confidence come from?
I have to try to, like... I have to remind myself to listen.
Yeah.
Because I'll be being told something and I'm like, and my body is doing the right thing, but I'm not listening at all.
Yeah.
Okay, like, so...
This is so much what... I think this is what Ronnie and I have to remember, because I... You know that thing where you go, I'm just waiting for my turn to speak? Right. And that's why doing this podcast is really... You were saying that, right. And I went, remember that. Yes, I must do that. But yeah, you're right, really listening.
No, the actions it's of listening. Different, because we're like a smorgasbord of neurosis. It's like a full deli, you know, there's little bits. But Kyle, he's, you know, he might not be listening to people, but, you know...
No, I listen.
And he's exuding an inner... confidence.
I'm listening like now and
really
yeah
there's no need for that.
I'm
that's
really
a total waste of time.
When I have like a research call, for example,
oh yes,
as soon as you've told me your name, I'll remember your name and then that's it.
Wow.
Then I'm like on Twitter.
Well, you're one more than me, because I have terrible name dyslexia, you know, I swear, and it's very random. If I meet someone called Sarah, she's immediately Fiona and vice versa.
Wow.
It's that's very strange. It's like a colour blindness with names.
Mm.
I can't, you know, it's like with Hal, every time I look at him, I think of a David, but that's just a wishful thinking. No, but I mean, I do have a problem, David. Don't I, with names?
You do. But, Kyle, so you literally, sorry, I can't believe this is true, that you must have some sort of process of going, now I'm into showbiz mode, now I'm about to perform. Do you have something before you go on camera, before you go on stage, where you click into a, I'm in a different mode?
No.
So you don't feel any onset of stress? You genuinely...
No, not about the actual, no. It's just about.
But I
like,
don't understand.
It's never about.
I don't understand. How are you not on QI and things and thinking, oh God, I'm going to go down that. What if people don't laugh? How do you do it?
I guess because I'm an improviser. I've always been an improviser.
Well, I trained in impro, you see.
Mm.
Hal doesn't like to think, but I did train in improvisation.
Why don't you like really talking about it?
Impro.
What happened?
Well, this is what's really strange for me. But as a stand up, which I should be. People go, oh, yeah, you make it up as you go along. I really don't, obviously. Like most stand-ups, I'm loaded with jokes.
Right.
I do talk a lot to the audience. I do a lot of back and forth. I do a lot of things. But only because I've got this security of going, if this runs out, I know I've got somewhere to go to. For me, improv is total nightmare. You're walking on with nothing. You're walking on completely naked. Have you gone on and ever had, you know, nothing's happened impro-wise? I mean, like, literally you've had a terrible night. I'm trying to drag out of you some sort of crisis, some sort of stress. You must have had nights where it just wasn't working and nothing was funny and everybody sat there hating you. Don't cry. It's not that serious.
There's not one that I can think of. People are just like, one... It's funny, and if it's not funny, it's good. And if it's not funny or good, it's being made up on the spot. So there's at least one thing to be impressed by at all times.
Anyway, listen, I don't want to change tack, but I'm just, we're desperate for sponsors, and I feel that, you know, the very fact that we have not in any way embraced the theme of jigsaws in this podcast, I think is not helping our cause.
Mm.
And to that end, do you want to hear any interesting jigsaw facts at all?
Oh, my God.
Do I want to?
I mean...
Sorry, I just... He's going to jigsaw facts.
I can't. I've lost them. I'm just very conscientious because you're not very amenable and you're not very helpful with the whole...
The big elephant in the room that we haven't mentioned yet is that you were on the show that Ronnie is dying to be on.
The Great British Sewing Bee?
No.
Oh.
taskmaster. I am too, if I'm honest. And
how
you've been
you
on
just,
it twice.
How could you just say that it's not?
We've spoken about this before, Ronnie. For me, it's more of just, yeah, I do that out of interest. But for you...
Out of interest?
Well, no, I would bloody love to do it. And if you have any sort of in, please let them know that I'm available.
I've got an in. That's the tragedy of it.
Kyle, anyway. did you find that it transformed your life?
It made... Yes. People reference it a lot.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say, like, it was the life changer.
So it's not that important, really, is it?
It's sort of a thing that I did. It was a lot of fun, and people got to see the real me.
Really?
I think so.
But you wouldn't look at me and how going, oh, they're kind of lesser comics because, you know, they haven't
been... I'm surprised
been
you haven't done it.
Yeah, well...
We're amazed.
You and me both.
Amazed. In the end, the loser is the British people.
But, I think so. I think there's a correlation. They think I'm a bit too intellectual for the show,
definitely.
Possibly, and would undermine the other performers.
I think I did hear
you,
someone say
I
that.
Think you've got a problem, Hal. I think that Channel 4 don't like you.
I didn't see you on Taskmaster. Can I say this? Because I've been so jealous I've not been able to watch the show for ages.
I understand
so
that.
So you got through to the Champions one.
Yes.
And did you win that?
Let's say
that
was a failed... attempt.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes.
But you see, even your psychology is really interesting.
You're really
because
positive.
Because for us, just to be on it would have been a major success and invited back. And now you're going a failed attempt.
Yeah.
Do you see how positively he put that, though?
So
failed
positive.
Attempt.
I'm very competitive.
Mm.
So, and I genuinely think that there's some of that that I should have won. I don't think I would have won a Champion of Champions.
I think you're amazing, actually, Kyle. And I don't often say this to guests, in fact, at all. I just feel that it's kind of like a little bit of a sort of chemistry. I can't put my finger on it as such. I know you do a podcast that's really good and everything, but if you ever...
I don't know. I do a podcast. I've been told this today.
Well, I'm just saying that if you ever wanted to do... You know that, like, middle-aged women and younger men, that's quite a big... demographic is quite popular now. Yeah, it is.
And she's looking as a mother-son dynamic.
No, not as a mother-son. And what I'm saying is that I can't. Thanks. but I, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, if you ever wanted to do a podcast, it's just that it would reach a lot of people,
right.
I think.
Are there other backgrounds?
Well, so just everything. Because middle-aged women, they're a big demographic. I'm just saying.
It's the first time I've been doing a job and being sort of exact while doing.
We've got to go. Anna Bus says we've got to go to adverts. So just
sorry.
In my new podcast, Career Highs, we talk to Kyle Smith-Bino about the highlights of his career performing and being a runner-up on Taskmaster. He says, can you really call yourself a comedian if you haven't done the most important show in comedy? Paddy McGuinness, and on my new podcast, I'm talking age gap dating. Yep, sugar daddies and cougars. My first guest is Kyle Smith-Bino, who's going to be talking about how he only dates women the same age as him, and how he don't respect middle-aged women who throw themselves at him by the busload.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home. With hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at spinquest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
So you've not just done Taskmaster, House of Games.
Oh, God.
House of Games, yes.
Richard Osman's House of Games. Again, I don't want to pick you up on this.
Sure.
I won that really well and never got asked back. What do you have to do to get asked back?
You have to win. You just have to win.
But I won 4 shows out of 5.
Right.
I got my trophies and everything 6 years ago and they never asked me back.
You didn't go back on the Champion of Champions.
I know. Do you think there's some TV that they just think he's too good? He's ruining the show.
Yes.
I can't talk about House of Games because I've come out in a rash. I have many humiliating showbiz stories, but House of Games...
Was it bad?
I was on a show and I was coming back from somewhere, and normally, because I'm not nearly as cool as you, I'm ludicrously well prepared for things, and I wasn't for this. And I had the most terrible migraine.
But you can't prepare
I
for House of Games.
I was so sick. And you know how they film all in one day?
Yeah.
I was literally Spoilers. The whole... The,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
The, anyway, the lore is swirling around me. I'm just about to vomit. I mean, my
yeah,
only thing I'm proud
it.
Of is all my O-levels and A-levels results. And I literally was the thickest, most stupidest contestants they've ever had. And the worse it got, the worse I became. And then I got really slightly narky because they were giving questions that I thought were much easier to other people.
Who are you
like,
on
there
with?
Was one with wine. And then I got a really difficult one, like about, and I'm like, oh, for goodness sake. I mean, I'm literally being rude by this time to Richard Osman.
See, that would work if there was a studio audience. They would enjoy that.
Yeah.
But there isn't.
But as it happened, I mean, I can't really cope with it, but evidently I saw somewhere that I was the most annoying guest they've ever had. Not from the production stuff, just generally annoying. From the public, which
you could
first.
Probably win that in some sort of industry level votes. If there was most annoying person in comedy, you'd be in the running.
Well,
that's not very nice. That's
very nice.
But who else was on it? Who else?
Yes, he was so lovely, Richard. He just looked at me with a disappointment
guests,
in his eyes.
I think what? She signed an NDA.
No. It was this lovely guy and another lovely guy. And then Sally, who was just...
That's a strange blessed. Credits lineup. Lovely guy. Oh,
I've blanked it out. I mean, you know, I've blanked
it on
out. Don't look at it ever. And to make things worse, it was during lockdown and we were really far away from each other. We had massive gaps between the chairs and the hair and makeup people were in big masks and almost like, you know, like a science fiction.
Yeah.
And they were just staring at me from a distance going, no, your hair looks awful, but they couldn't do anything about it. So not only was my hair standing on end, and
I bet it wasn't that bad.
It was pretty bad.
But
it was shocking. And I've got two good reasons, and I'm obviously highly intelligent.
But one was in art, wasn't it?
Well, excuse me.
No, both
it was
my
St.
daughters.
Martin
both,
Central,
both
thank
my
you very much. Three-dimensional design.
Art. Three-dimensional design.
That's so useful.
No,
three-dimensional
design
is fantastic.
Why am I so bad at jigsaws? Because it's two-dimensional. That's
yes,
why.
Yes, that's why you're
see.
So bad at it. But it's probably really good therapy for you to go back and watch it.
I can't.
How bad it is.
I can't do that. Another thing happened to me on The Chase. Another thing happened
chase.
To me. It's just
oh,
all
please
of them.
Tell us what happened on The Chase.
There's very little I can watch on British TV, actually. It's peppered with humiliation.
But this is the thing.
And misunderstanding.
Do you think this statue, do you think if you'd had the similar experience on House of Games that Ronnie had, that you'd have gone, yeah, well, it was still... Are you just this naturally positive person?
Because I wouldn't say I'm positive. I'd say I'm too chill.
Too chill.
Why can't we be too chill? Do you know what? We need to exploit Kyle. We need to literally learn from him. It's not too late. We need to learn how to be too chill.
I'm on tour at the moment, and the producer is just stressing about loads of stuff in general. And he had mentioned that he hadn't been on holiday for 2 years. And I was like, well, just go on holiday then. And he was like, well, I can't because I've got all this stuff going on. And I was like, does any of it matter? What's important? This show's already happening. What are you actually... You're just like replying to emails. Do that from holiday. Like, go on holiday.
That's true.
Oh, no, I can't. I couldn't possibly... You can.
Do you know, I tried out a joke that is sort of true last night, which... I was thinking that about, I'm very stressy about little things. And my ex is now with an armed police officer, okay? And I know, left me for an armed police officer. And I was thinking, I bet it's the same stress level, but it's about proper stuff. So I bet he comes home and goes, thought I was going to die tonight. Whereas I used to come home going, I died tonight. You know? Thank
well,
you. It's my
on.
New joke, and I think it works quite well, but only, you weren't listening, Ronnie.
No, I'm so sorry.
And
I was
Kyle,
trying to do a bit of edging.
What are you doing?
I was trying to do some edging. I've actually... I swear to God, I'm actually concerned that neurologically I can't actually do jigsaws now. I thought I was pretty good at most things. But
just,
why are we not?
We're
not really doing it.
We're sort of like, we're looking at it.
This is very difficult to ask you what
you can
do
ask me
to
anything.
Cope with stress because you don't have any stress.
No, how could you not?
No, I do have stress. I just don't have stress. I don't have like job stress. I have like life stress.
You don't have children?
No.
So I really want you to have children because I
so
think.
So do I.
All right, then I'll do it.
Okay, I don't want to put pressure on you. But I want you.
Thank you, young man. I'll take it.
But I want to see if you. Because I immediately panicked about, like, I didn't care about money. I had kids, and money's obsessed me for the rest of my life since
then.
Right, yeah. And so things like the producer, oh, worrying about the job and stuff, you go, oh, God, if I mess up this job, and like the kids are going to need this, and they're going to need that. So I'm not trying to make you more stressed.
Sure.
I'm worried about you in a way, because you're not stressing, so you're going to be really shocked when the stress arrives.
I don't think he's worried about you. It's just he can't relate to you.
I can't. I don't understand. And as you're my new best friend, that's going to be a problem.
He's already concerned about what's going to happen in the pub in half an hour now.
Yes.
Now, tell us about your tour. I want to know about
my tour. I'm doing a show called Cool Story Bro. It's a improv comedy show where we get stories from the audience and then we improvise based on the stories that we have been told.
And you're not worried about it?
No.
Is it selling well?
Oh, that's a good point. I'm worried about Liverpool.
Okay.
And Birmingham and Glasgow.
I do that. I look at my tour. I mean, I love the crowd that comes to see me. Like Hemel Hempstead sold out in a few days. And you go, God, that's my, you know, but it's those areas. Northwest, I find, is the hardest. Lancaster.
Not for me.
Lancaster Grand.
I sell out Scotland. You know, you came to the Edinburgh show because I was too Scots in it. And they like to claim you as...
I actually do think being London as well. London is not very loyal. You're a Londoner, aren't you?
I am a Londoner, yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from Ealing, I grew up.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Kyle?
East Ham.
East Ham.
You? Yeah. Do you support...
West Ham.
Yes.
That's not what you were going to say.
Have you got any pets?
No. I'd quite like... My girlfriend's got a dog.
Your girlfriend's got a dog?
That I named. So, in a way...
Well, when you say your girlfriend's got a dog...
That's your... Do you live together?
No.
Oh. Oh. It's not that serious, then.
Oh.
Ronnie immediately sees an opportunity.
And the dog doesn't... You don't get on with the dog. I'm just saying...
I named the dog, so I feel responsible for him.
Oh. What's he called?
Rolo.
Oh, that's
sweet. Oh, that's really sweet.
Because he's brown and black.
Oh.
Like the Rolo advert.
And you give him the last one. No, that doesn't work, does it?
No.
Do you find, seriously, because I'm so interested in the improv thing, because I do find it so absolutely terrifying.
I don't watch improv. I refuse.
Really?
Yeah.
That's jealousy, then?
That's interesting.
We're finding a king in the armour.
I do actually hate it.
You hate
something, a weak spot.
I just hate watching improv. The whole time I'm up there, I'm going, what would I do?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm not actually
paying
attention.
Do you never go
and
see the Comedy Store Players or anything like that?
No. I did it once.
Did you?
Yeah, and that was really fun.
Oh, you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I loved it. But I wouldn't go and watch it.
God, that's weird, isn't it?
That's weird.
I'd only watch it from the side of the stage, waiting to go on.
Well, the thing is, I don't watch stand-up as much.
Okay.
Because I don't want to see anybody doing better than me.
I love him in many ways, but he's a very jealous person.
Right. Jealous man.
It's almost toxic how jealous it is. I'm amazed you don't do impro because you can spout. It just comes out of you.
Compliment. What you don't have, Ronnie, that I have, is I have an inbuilt quality control. And I know if I'm doing improv and it's not funny, I'll know. Whereas you could just go with it. I'm sure Kyle is brilliant, but Kyle will be positive if it goes wrong. Kyle will go, well, it didn't work that time, but it will next time. Because it's almost... I mean, is there a spiritual... Are you religious? Is there a spiritual basis to positivity?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's
you are exceptionally positive about this job.
I don't think
everybody else comes in here and generally joins us in misery a little bit, don't you?
Right.
Yes.
No, but I do still have the thing of, like, will I ever work again? But I mean, I also don't care because I'll just do my show.
Yeah.
And that's a thing that you can have as a stand-up is like, even if no one ever employs me again, I can still go to a comedy club and...
That's true.
...do my thing with a microphone.
I ran into Jimmy Carr on a train. And he was...
Was he wearing a Nike tracksuit?
No.
And he said, leave me alone.
I couldn't believe it.
I tell you, that's showbiz. He used to be my warm-up man.
I thought it was a lookalike.
Oh, really?
He was in a blue Nike tracksuit. And I was like, this guy looks so much like Jimmy Carr. And then I realised it was. And I was like, how come he's not got a suit on?
What?
Yeah, I always see him in suits. But he said to me, that's the thing we've always got going out and being able to do live shows. That is the thing.
Yeah.
And if impressions come back in, Ronnie will be able to do that.
If.
As I We're not highly regarded. I am impressionists.
Impressionists, I think impressions are brilliant.
It's not the most useful life skill. At the scene of an accident, let me through. I can do Olivia Colman. when I think about it like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Kyle, you kept saying you don't do a podcast, but you do a podcast.
I don't do a podcast.
No, but you are on a podcast. Well, not obviously, you're on a podcast now.
I'm on a podcast right now, yeah.
In case you didn't realise. But you're on a podcast, a crime podcast. What's it called?
Theatre of Crime.
Theatre of Crime.
I love that.
See, I do love a crime gothic podcast. Are you improving about a basis of truth?
It's a script.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. There's transcripts from the real court cases.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Who are you doing it with?
Pearl Mackie and Emma City.
Oh, so you're all cast up on that.
That's we did that like 2 years ago. It just came out the other day.
So you recorded it 2 years ago? It's just come out. This is probably going to happen
with
us, Ronnie.
We're going to be dead by the time it gets out.
How is the world left? 2027. Oh,
we
my
can't
God.
Do that.
That will be.
We've already slid into obscurity.
Yes. I don't know why
Mel and
so
I have gone
out.
From literally winning pointless three times each to now being literally
together.
Pointless no. answers.
Oh, individual.
Pointed answers.
Have you won it three
single
times?
Figures. Yes, I have.
No, I've only won it
maybe
twice.
I would like to use this opportunity to say that I won House of Games and then I won the Champions of House of Games.
Yeah.
But then I went on the wheel.
Oh, yeah.
And I was last. After Helen Flanagan.
Oh, wow.
Now, to me, that is proof that the machine wasn't working. Look, she's a lovely girl, but she hasn't got a fucking clue about the answers to any of the questions.
I think I saw the one. Oh, my God, I think I saw that one.
They asked about ranks in the army, and her answer was army.
Yes.
Now, look, like I said, she's a very lovely, sweet girl. But how did I lose against someone whose answer to ranks in the army was army?
Exactly.
That's why I'm saying I'm so pleased you've made me feel so much better.
Good.
Because, you know, it's just, it's too random, these
We all have those. I lost on Tipping Point to Michael Owen. And he's not a stupid man, but he's a footballer. So there's a level, isn't there?
Yeah,
I don't understand Tipping Point, and no one's going to get me to understand it.
It's the luck of the coins. Look that up, actually, people. Watch that as well. If you can find Tipping Point with me and Michael Owen, because I was robbed. Now, yes, so we have our short questions.
Oh, yes. Short, quick fire. Oh,
quick fire questions. So don't
very
think.
Quick, don't
just
think,
answer.
Think,
I wouldn't
don't
dare think.
Think. Think. Just yeah. Do you like us?
Yes.
Which one do you prefer?
Annabelle.
That was such a clever move.
You can
that
have
was
more
such
time.
A clever
that
move.
Question if you want.
No.
Is that we didn't give you that.
Ask me again
time.
At the end.
Okay.
Would you rather have to complete a 2,000 piece naked puzzle of yourself or a 50,000 one of plain blue sky?
Myself.
Right.
Well, not publicly, right?
Well. No, I don't. I like that. You do have a chink then. So you're. Yeah. I
we
don't,
could make well, it public if
actually,
you wanted.
Actually, I think it isn't about the public thing, but it is about facing, seeing all those different parts of your body. And because you're quite young, it's not as bad for you. Anyway, so, but final question.
Final? Oh, God, we just started.
No, but it's the final short.
Make up some
quick
more
fire.
Afterwards.
Okay. Do you feel calmer having done this podcast? Now, we ask all our guests this. Calmer than you were.
Are
you
all right?
I think you definitely feel more confused, don't you?
I think poor Kyle. It's almost like he's seen a darker side of life. It's all a bit. I think he's probably
as we are. It's the future of troubled performers who fell on hard times.
I don't think that's true. I think you'll both be leads in BIFFA winning films.
Thank you. Thank you. I've never had this with a guest so far on this podcast, and hopefully this won't be the first one of the series, because I will be giving that away. But you are the coolest person we've had on here
the
in terms of
person.
Never being...
That's very nice to hear.
In the fact that you do not have that worry, but it sort of obsesses me, because I sort of want to find out...
Yes, we want to know what it is.
So you literally, you're about to walk onto a stage to do something, and you feel maybe a little bit of excitement, but literally no fear.
No. Also, it's like I'm with four of the best improvisers in the country.
See, I would immediately go, I'm going to be the worst then.
I think we all have good nights. We all have times where we're like, oh, didn't really get it. On the second show, I had a really bad first half. And I just came off and I said out loud, I've had a really bad first half and I'm going to have a great second half. And then just did.
You know what we should do, Ronnie? Take that and think about that as our life. Yeah. Had a really bad first half. Yeah. You're going to have a great second half. That is such a mantra. You are like a guru to us already.
Okay. And I like do. A guru.
I'm going to stay in contact even if you don't want me to.
Yeah, we need you in your life, our life all the time.
Mm.
You need to come and I'll do the again. Podcast. You need to. Yeah, maybe you could just be, you know, we could all do the podcast.
Yeah. That.
Really, you're very uplifting.
I think oh,
you are uplifting.
You have been. And I can
we want to be like you. We don't podcast. Want...
let's not be creepy.
No, we're creepy.
No, it's best to stop
What do you
now.
Mean? You asked me to stop.
If you don't stop me on a podcast, I overshare, Ronnie. So, right.
If I had a podcast, I'd love to have you two on it.
Oh, thank you. That's lovely.
That would be so nice. You are just...
We love you.
Seriously,
I was going to start a podcast about flatmates, and then we shot the pilot, and then it looked really bad.
But you just went, I'll do a better one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're positive.
Yeah, I'll do that again in the future one day and it'll be better.
Yes.
Oh, and Hal and I could be your flatmate.
Well.
Have you ever lived together?
No.
Not in Edinburgh or...
No.
No, we don't even.
No, we don't actually socialise ourselves. We
don't know each other very well.
We don't actually know each other very well, but we just, when your career's in the sort of.
No,
situation.
We naturally, we did a gig together. We did a corporate gig together.
Oh, great.
Sorry, we should have got onto that. One last thing. You don't do corporate events, do you, with the impro stuff?
No, not with that.
Right. Wait till you get those. Those will stress you out. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll have you back.
Thank you. You've been so brilliant, Kyle.
We love you. Is that too much?
No.
In many ways, Hal, you say that I was throwing myself at Kyle, but you really were like a sort of desperate...
I think we had a real bond. I think we definitely could be very, very good friends. And that can happen in the future. It's been a couple of months since we actually recorded that interview.
Has he called you?
No, he's not. But men don't do that. Men don't do that because they want to seem pushy. So hopefully Kyle and I will run into each other somewhere.
I'm just saying...
I'll find out where he lives and hang out in that area.
Like you would do with Jennifer Aniston if you had a chance.
We don't want to start getting the authorities alerted about me believing I'll be with Jennifer Aniston one day.
I regret, Hal, about telling him about all the ways that I've humiliated myself professionally. I mean, that's not going to help my chances of him wanting to work with me.
I think that's part of your charm, though.
Is it? And also, why did I mention all the names of shows that I've humiliated myself on that I will now not be asked on again to rectify my humiliation?
But this is why you're brilliant, Ronnie, because I think listeners will hear those and they will look them up online.
Oh, God.
And that's what's fantastic.
We have to take it out.
They will spin off and look up all the disaster you had, which I think is why you're so fascinating. Because you're so open about those things, you give people other sources
I've
of entertainment.
I've come out in a hot rash now you've told me that.
Anyway, Kyle gave us a brilliant mantra. I think it's inspirational. Talking about having when he was in a show and he had a bad first half and he came off and said to himself, I've had a really bad first half. I'm going to have a great second half.
Yeah, there's always a voice saying, though, no, you're not.
Well, to be fair, that is my voice, Ronnie.
Yeah, but, that is your voice.
Look, basically, I think he was the least annoyed of our guests so far.
I think we only slightly annoyed him.
I think he didn't go away as damaged as the others, and we certainly learned from him. I think
we've only done one other podcast, though, before.
I know, but I think he was someone that we can learn from and that listeners can learn from, because I believe he has an attitude to life that is truly, truly inspirational.
Okay, on the subject of the podcast progressing... Have we got any messages from Fan Corner?
We have an email message from Jo Brand, our first guest.
Yeah, she's going to say something about how inspired.
She's asking, can you find the glasses that I left in the studio?
Oh, there must be something else. Oh, yeah, it's green. She said they're green, glasses. Okay. Well, that's useful feedback, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got another email here that Annabelle's just printed out. Ooh, White Company has a 2-for-1 sale on pillowcases. Only this week. Do you need another pillowcase, Hal? You don't really at the moment, do you? Is that rubbing salt into the wound?
I dare to dream, Ronnie. I dream that one day I will need two pillowcases.
Oh, and I've got an undelivered mail notification. I was sure that was my agent's address. Anyway, see you next time.
Next time. Bye.
Bye.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.